Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you, I am going to concentrate on a race that is as important and perhaps more so than most of the races in Wisconsin coming up in November of 2022. And how can that be? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court that will be held in the spring of 2023, about a year from now, a little less than a year from now. Let's look at the background of it quick, and then I want to talk to you about a candidate in particular who is putting together a great deal of support. There's seven justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I clerked for Tom Fairchild. He was a federal judge in Chicago, but initially he was a state Supreme Court justice in the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the late 1960s and early 70s was considered one of the best in the country. And then it has deteriorated to the point where you had three justices in this last go around vote to take the election away from Joe Biden and give it to Donald Trump. Three justices. If Brian Hagedorn had not done what he'd done and stood tall for our Constitution, Donald Trump would have gotten our electors, even though you voted for Joe Biden. That's how bad it's become. Well, Pat Rogensack, who had been the Chief Justice at one point, has now decided to retire. Her term expires this coming year, and that seat opens up. And it's essential that someone get elected who understands our Constitution and will stand with the voting rights of people and not taking away the presidential electors to simply satisfy the Republican Party. The candidate I'm supporting, but more importantly, a lot of other people are supporting, is Judge Janet. Janet Protasiewicz, she's a Milwaukee County judge and one of the best, but also she was a DA in Milwaukee County for 26 years. She was a very, very fair but tough prosecutor. She has impeccable credentials, integrity, hard work, intelligence, but more to the point, she has great judicial demeanor, and she doesn't let the power of the judicial office go to her head. She does the right thing. And she had a magnificent statement when she declared, I think it was a week or so ago, where she said that she was going to stand up for the rights of people under the Constitution, their voting rights, and not let people on the fringe take away their voting rights. That's an important statement. That's the ballgame. Because if you get judges in there right now, and I've known Janet Protasiewicz ever for 40 years, and I knew her. She had volunteered on Congressman Jerry Klitschko's campaign. He was a great congressman, friend of mine from Milwaukee, really great congressman, so the Ways and Means Committee. And she's been involved in many fine things over the years. But Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Now, she won't be unopposed. Another judge just entered the race yesterday, I think it was, an individual named Everett Mitchell from Dane County. And then there is a fellow named Dan Kelly who ran in the last election and didn't make it. He's a MAGA Trump Republican. Dan Kelly, if he ever got on the Supreme Court, would absolutely vote to take the vote away from voters and give it to the gerrymandered Voss-led legislature. So I really think it would be bad for the state if Dan Kelly got on there. Everett Mitchell, I didn't know of him before. I'm sure he's a fine fellow. I have no idea if he's running to get his name around or what he's doing. But Judge Janet Protasiewicz, yesterday announced some endorsements. And chief among them is Rebecca Dallet. Well, Rebecca Dallet is on the Supreme Court already. Rebecca Dallet is a very highly regarded justice and very, very knowledgeable. had been a Milwaukee Circuit Court judge along with Judge Janet, knows her well, and she simply came out and said, I'm going to vote for Judge Janet. He's the best. In addition, Ed Falone, I don't know if you remember that name, but Ed Falone ran for the Supreme Court himself on two occasions. He is a professor at Marquette Law School, a very smart guy, very good guy, would be a great justice himself, but he's not running this time. He said, I am supporting Judge Janet. And so do about 170 other judges and lawyers around the state. I looked at the list. I can't read them on this show. It would take me two segments to read them on this show. But 170 or so judges and judges from different counties, lawyers from different counties, all looked at this and said, we need Judge Janet on the Supreme Court. There is not a more important race coming up, because whatever happens in November of 22, remember, that's going to be followed by November of 24 when we have a presidential election. And who the Supreme Court, who's on the Supreme Court can be the ballgame. Can be the ballgame. Take Pennsylvania. They have an elected Supreme Court, which has a slight Democratic majority. And here's the sad thing. These justices run as independents, as nonpartisan. It's very sad that we have to think, well, some are Republicans and some are Democrats, but that's the fact of the matter. And the reason why it's sad is in the old days, the justices would have, Republican and Democratic, voted 7-0 to accept the results of a fair election and not a gerrymandered legislature picking the electors. That's not true of Republicans anymore. That's why Judge Janet Prozewicz, who's the front runner and endorsed by Rebecca Dallet, endorsed by Ed Falone and many other judges and lawyers around the state in a lot of different counties. Take a look at her list, go on her website. I'll tell you what, it's an impressive breadth of support. In February, it's usually the second Tuesday in February, there'll be a primary because there presumably will be more than two people running. If there are only two people running, there's no primary, you go right to the general election. But there probably will be more than two people running if this Dan Kelly gets in, who's a Trump Republican and wants to take the vote away from people who vote in the presidential election and give it to the legislature. So this narrows it down to two out of the three or more that are running. I think Janet will get through that fairly comfortably. That would be a time to make sure that we don't have anybody getting into the finals who would take away the right to vote. And then the general election is a Tuesday in April, next April. That's only 10 months away. The general election is only 10 months away. The primary is only 8 months away. So pay attention to this race. Judge Prozewicz is, and all judges are barred by law from fundraising, which is a good thing. You know, they can't make fundraising calls, but people can make them on their behalf. They can have campaign staff, they can have supporters. So if you're inclined, look her up on her website and the donation link. And make contribution. We need a majority on the Supreme Court, because right now it's 4-3 Republican when it should be 7-0 independent and nonpartisan, but it's 4-3 Republican. And we depend on Brian Hagedorn, who frankly on voting cases has been magnificent. Magnificent. He's read the Constitution. He's a conservative. He has the ability to say, the candidate I voted for did not win, so I will certify the one who did win. And it reminds me of Voltaire in the 18th century, who had a very famous statement about freedom of speech. He said, I do not agree with what you say, but I would die for your right to say it. And that's really, not to compare Hagedorn to Voltaire, but that's what Hagedorn is doing. He's saying, I'm a Republican, and he doesn't come out and say this. He's a nonpartisan judge, but people say he's a Republican. I don't know how he votes. I assume he votes Republican, but he says, whoever wins, I'm going to make sure the will of the people is upheld. That's very important, by the way. Very important. if Judge Janet gets on the court, there would then be five justices. The three who are in the minority right now, Rebecca Dallet, Jill Kurofsky, and Ann Walsh Bradley, not to be confused with Rebecca Bradley, same last name, who's in the Republican threesome. And then you would have Hagedorn doing the right thing on many voting cases. And we would have a Supreme Court where you could be sure that any Voss shenanigans would get a very, very gimlet-eyed view and not be permitted to succeed. In other words, there's everything from throwing people off the voting rolls to counting absentee ballots to drop boxes, all of this stuff. Very, very important. Very important, because we are a purple state right now. We're a purple state. So I want to put this on everyone's radar. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, we refer to as Judge Janet affectionately, as a friend. Judge Janet is a class act, and she will have opposition, but other people have recognized the strength of her candidacy. And Rebecca Dallet is one of them. And that's someone I admire a great deal. I think she's a great justice. She's on the Supreme Court. And she said, no, I think Judge Janet should be the one. I Rebecca Dallet, think that Ed Falone, who's run twice, and I hope he stays in the mix in the future. He's on the Police and Fire Commission in Milwaukee, and he's an expert, a legal expert. And Ed Falone said, it's Judge Janet. And so did a number of other people. Judge Pedro Colon, a lot of people in Milwaukee, but around the state. A lot of, I think, Columbia County, Dunn County, and also a lot of lawyers, about 170. So we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.